everybody. It's Kyle coming to you from my car on this not-so-sunny Record Store Day 2024 morning. That's right. That's right. It's Record Store Day. Oh, man. I'm exhausted. We went out to dinner and stayed out a little last night. Not a good plan when you got this in the morning. But hey, such is life, you know. I'll be there, get this going, get out of there, and be done. So, yeah. I mean, I don't want to sound that negative about it, because I love going to Record Store Day. However, it is pretty rough on a Saturday morning, any time of year. You know, if you decide to go out to eat or anything like that on a Friday. So, woo! Yeah. All right, so what am I looking for there? I know I talked to you guys a little bit about what I'm after, and I think it still stands. There's really nothing that's changed. You know, the number one thing I want to try and score is that Beatles little 3-inch record player with the four records and the case, the record case. That would be great if I could find that. And there's still one there. There's only a couple thousand of those in the world. So hard to say if they'll have one of those here. I'm not sure if I've seen one of those on a Record Store Day here. I think I might have seen a Beck record. Beck 3-inch single at one of these, but I don't think I've ever seen one of the players at one of these. I don't think I've ever seen one of the players in person, to be honest with you. So I'm hoping I can score that. I mean, maybe I have, and I just didn't really know what I was looking at. That's a possibility, too. You know, my interests weren't there yet as far as that type of thing, But now my interests have grown enough that it's something I might be looking at. It's a possibility. Definitely a possibility. But yeah, I'll take a look and see. You never know. There may be a couple there. I hope so. And I'm planning on being one of the first people in line. So as long as some other knucklehead's not willing to chunk down or throw down that chunk of change, then I'll get one. I will let you guys know as that pans out. Other than that, there's that Grohl GBI, I think it's called. It's Dave Grohl and I think somebody from Anthrax. I can't remember. But they're redoing a single by Bad Brains. I'm not a big collector of singles, you know, even those the cool 12-inch singles. I'm usually not too into those, but hey, you know, anything goes. I get there, it looks really cool. I may change my mind, so we'll see. And then there's the Dio, the Last in Line album that's Zoetrope. It's kind of cool. I could actually, I definitely want to get that. That's one I definitely want, so there's no two ways about that. I was listening to that album again the other day, and I forget these things, you know, because it's been so long since I've listened to a lot of Dio that I forget how I know every single song on those albums, man. But I do. I mean, it when you're young and you listen to something that much, it comes back to you when you start hearing it again, you know. Like, you'll be listening, and you're like, you almost start singing the next song because you know what's coming. Even though you haven't heard it in 40 years or something crazy like that. It's weird. So, definitely want to pick that one up. I'm not a big fan of, and that's going to sound really weird, especially coming after talking about buying a 3-inch record player, but I'm not a big fan of novelty records. I'm really not. I don't really care that much for picture discs. I mean, they're okay, but I'm not a huge fan. And colored vinyl, it doesn't, I mean, I'm just as happy with black vinyl, you know. But a zoetrope's a different thing, and that might be kind of cool. So we'll see. I've got a few novelty pieces. I know I have a Star Wars one where it shows a TIE fighter. You know, that's kind of cool. Or maybe, I think an X-Wing, too. I can't remember. Or no, is it the Death Star? Who knows? It doesn't matter. But I've got a few little things like that. I just don't do it a lot. And some people really go for that stuff, and that's kind of all they do. And that's fine. It's just not usually my bag. But, there's exceptions, right? And then the only other one I was really looking at hard was the Spawn soundtrack from the motion picture Spawn. But, you know, the thing about that is, if you go back and watch that movie, first of all, it's not very great. I still love Spawn, and I really love the animated series that was on HBO. But I love the character of Spawn. I love everything about the character in the comics. But that movie, it's got a lot of problems, and that's fine. I'm not just talking about the outdated CGI, because that is ever present in that film. Any of the scenes in hell are pretty rough looking. But I'm talking more about just the, in general, it's just not super great. I know they're talking about remaking it, and I hope they do, because it is a great story and stuff, but it's so mixed up in supernatural and all that it's tough. It's tough to make it into a film and live action, but if they're going to do it, now's the time, I guess. They have more things at their fingertips as far as tricks to make things look real than they ever have before, but then again, we probably also thought that in the 90s when this film came out. It doesn't look that way now. But the soundtrack on it, I don't know, man. You know, personally, what I call so much hard, heavy rock from the... what I call so much hard, heavy rock from the 90s, it's hate rock, because there was so much anger and so much rage in rock at that time that it's really hard to think of it as anything else. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the documentary about the second Woodstock. So the Woodstock they had in the 90s, you know, it's the second one they ever had. I think they've had several of them since then. But, you know, the first one was all about peace and love and, I mean, there were problems, you know, toilets, and there was all kinds of funky shit going on, but, sorry about that, there was some music still on in the background, but anyway, you know, there were issues, but when they had the second one in the 90s, there was horrifying shit going on, and if you watch this documentary about it, I mean, they ended up burning the stage shit down. I don't know if it was a stage, but maybe one of the stages. They burned shit down. They tore shit up. It was fucked up. There were rapes. It was messed up, man. And if you watch it, there's one thing about it, that documentary, that you notice really quickly, is that a lot of the music was so enraged and angry and so filled with venom and hate. And it's interesting to me because, of course, I listened to all that, you know, and I didn't really think about it. But, yeah, it's kind of fucked up. So when I think of that soundtrack, that's all it's filled with, man. I mean, it's filled with that music, and while I do enjoy some of that and listen to some of that music, and it's interesting to me, I don't know. I don't know if I really love it that much anymore. An exception to that rule would be, you know, the Toadies. I bought that Toadies album, and I love it. You know, Rubberneck, it's such a good record, but damn, dude, listen to that record sometime. It's fucked up. And there's a lot of songs on it that are super violent and angry. And so, that's not really what I'm into when I'm listening to it. I'm just recalling a time when I loved that music for some reason or another, you know? And so it's kind of a double-edged sword, man. Yeah, it was a part of my life and I listened to it and loved it. But at the same time, goddamn, dude, what were we so fucking pissed off about? We were really mad in the 90s, man. The youth was. There was a lot of misdirected anger and rage and frustration, I think, with society. And I don't think we really knew why, you know? I think in the 60s, when Woodstock happened, they knew why. They knew what they were upset about, and they knew what they were frustrated about. And, you know, but their big thing was make love, not war, right? And boy, I'll tell you, by the time the 90s came around, especially the second Woodstock, dude, they were ready for some war. They were fucking tired of it. And, it was late 90s. I think it was 99, right? So it was 30 years after the first one. I don't know. But, yeah, there was a lot of anger and a lot of hatred and rage and from every segment of society, but especially the youth. They were just so upset and angry, and it's pretty weird to revisit that and understand it from a different angle, and that's what I did when I watched that documentary, man. It's crazy. I know I kind of went off on a big long tangent there. I apologize, but just kind of discussing these records and why I'm not so interested in something from that time as I might have thought I would be. So, I don't know, man, about Spawn. I really don't. I do know about Dio, for sure. I'm definitely interested in that. And that's funny, too. So, when I talk about all this rage and anger and all this stuff, you're probably going, hey, dude, what about all the hard rock and heavy tunes you listened to for a long time? That's a lot of anger and rage. Yeah, there is. I don't think there was as much call for violence in it as there was in some other music that came along later. You know, even 311. Yeah, I was listening to 311, and there's a lot of talk about, you know, I'll fuck you up and shit like this. And it's weird to hear that now because I used to listen to it forever and I just didn't even think about it. And I think maybe it's because in our society at that time, we were just so mad. So who knows that one song that I heard that I forgot about that I listened to by 311 again was, and I still kind of like this one, is Guns Are for Pussies. I thought that was a really good one, you know, because it does seem like, especially right now, you know, my daughter went with some friends and there's this thing they do in the high schools towards the end of the year, Nerf Wars, where they have Nerf battles, you know, with Nerf guns, and they're shooting foam darts and shit at each other. And it's just kind of fun for the kids and stuff. But I don't know if they're going to be able to do it anymore because she was with some friends at a park and one of them went to Blue Springs South, which is a high school near me. And they were there having fun at this park, and all of a sudden, rat-a-tat-tat, they start hearing these bullets and these shots firing. And yeah, two people got killed. And one person, I don't know if they've arrested him yet, but he was only a minor. He's only 17. And he was involved in the shooting too. But there was a 19 and a 20-year-old that are dead. And, you know, it was scary for her and upsetting. I mean, she was happy, of course, that they weren't right next to it and that they got out and all that stuff. But, you know, my thing with it is this, dude. I don't want people to fight at all. I don't want people to have fist fights because ultimately what ends up happening is somebody's dignity and sense of well-being gets taken away from them. So I don't like that, you know. Life can be rough enough without the need for that feeling. But at the same time, man, if you're going to fight, don't be a fucking pussy. Just fight, you know? Punch each other or whatever the fuck it is you got to do because you're too stupid to figure out another way to handle it. Do that. But don't shoot each other. Guns are for pussies in that respect. I mean, having a gun for your home security because our world's kind of fucked up and someone would come in and murder your family for $1,000 or something like that, you know, that they could steal and stuff. That's one thing, being able to secure your family and be safe. And if you like sharpshooting and stuff like that, if you have a gun, you know, that's another thing, right? But carrying one around so you can look like a badass, it's bullshit. You're a pussy if you do that, you know? I know that term, that pussy, is kind of sad anyway because, yeah, there's a lot of aspects to it that are sexist, and I get all that, right? But, God, dude, bringing a gun to a knife fight or a fist fight is weak. You're weak. You're a weak person if you do that. So I think that's the point of that song. All right, I've ranted long enough, guys. I am almost here. I'm going to go wait in line, hopefully get in there, get what I need to get, and get out. And I will catch up with you guys on the other side and talk to you a little bit about how it went. All right, be right back. All right, and I'm back, everybody. Well, I would have to say that it's probably the most disappointing record store day I've experienced so far. I mean, They didn't have the Dio album. They didn't have that Beatles deal. The GBI thing wasn't there. The Spawn soundtrack, I picked up and I looked at it a little bit, but I mean, again, like I was talking about earlier, man, that music's just so angry. And I knew a lot of bands on there, but I was like, it's just not really my style of music. But I did get one, and I don't know why I didn't talk about this earlier when I was on my way here, but there was one I was after, and it's actually a new release that it came out yesterday on streaming. I listened to it and everything, and then the vinyl was out today. But that is Pearl Jam's new album, Dark Matter. I did pick that up. That's the only record store day piece that I bought today. So I'm looking forward to that. I listened to it yesterday. I really like it. Seems like a good album. I could probably get a lot of play out of that one. But other than that, I mean, there really wasn't much there that was interesting to me. There was a guy in line behind me, and he was looking for... There was a guy that he liked. I can't remember his name either, but he got his record. And then he was trying to get this Olivia Rodrigo single for his daughter, and they had that. He was happy he got that one, but that's his first record store day, so he's pretty good deal for him. But yeah, man, there just really wasn't much. I was really bummed out. I figured the Beatles one probably wouldn't happen with the little player and the 3-inch records. I figured I wasn't going to get that, but I was going to try. But at least I wanted to look at it and decide if it's something I wanted to buy or not. But I was pretty bummed out about the Dio. I mean, it's the last in line, man. It's not a complicated record. The Zoetrope edition would have been nice or whatever, but that was really probably the only reason I was going to get it. I mean, I do like the album, but I doubt that I would just buy a normal version of it unless I find it really cheap somewhere, maybe. But yeah, there just wasn't a lot. And it's kind of a bummer because there was a lot of people in line. I took a picture I'll put up in the notes here, and you can check that out. But there was a lot of people in line and stuff, but I don't know what they were in line for. There really wasn't much there. And, yeah. But so I kind of went back, and I went through some of the new arrivals.
So these are ones that people have sold to them, used. And I did find, God damn, it's a heavy-duty bump. Jeez, man, the roads are so bad in some places in Kansas City. It's kind of sad. I did find a sealed copy of Black Mountain's last album. That's the, what the hell is the name of that album? Destroyer. I did find a sealed copy of that, and it was only $15, so I'm pretty happy to have gotten that one, and I will definitely give that some serious spin action. I love Black Mountain. I think Black Mountain's, like, one of the few rock bands left, man. I mean, they really rock. I love that band. It's good music. Somewhat progressive hard rock, I would say, but I dig them, and that I've got one other albums. I think the first one, Mountains or whatever it's called, I can't remember. I've got that one. There's a couple other ones I'd like to get. I know there's one with a shark on it. I'm interested in that. I cannot remember the name of it, but I love that album. But yeah, I was happy to come across that. But you know, other than that, I mean, I looked around and I looked through. I even looked through the new vinyl. I looked through new vinyl that's on sale. I looked through imports that they're closing out. They're not going to have those anymore, which is good because, you know, it's kind of a waste of money. Dude, some of the album covers in those are so bad. It's like they took a picture they found on the internet that's like 320 pixels by 320 pixels, and they blew it up, and that's how they printed the album cover. It just looks so shitty. For example, one of them was, and it was a different cover too, of the Warrant album, Dog Eat Dog. And I was like, God damn, that looks horrible. Yeah, you know, I'm sure the record cannot possibly sound good inside there. But, you know, I mean, there just wasn't a lot. And then I went and looked through, they had another table that had Record Store Day records from previous years. Same thing, just not really very interesting. Nothing much there that I was interested in looking at, really, much less purchasing. So, kind of a bummer, but yeah, I mean, it is what it is. They're not all going to be golden, right? I mean, my guess would be that maybe that Beatles thing didn't come out, you know, maybe the Dio thing didn't come out in time, and that does happen sometimes. I know there was one year when the first Tesla album, Mechanical Resonance, was going to be there for Record Store Day. And I was jazzed, man. I had that on my list and everything. And guess what? It didn't come out. You know? Brand New Heavies was another one. I'm excited. Brand New Heavies, you know, didn't come out. It came out like two Record Store Days later, like a couple years, a year later maybe. But so sometimes that stuff happens. But yeah, there just really wasn't much that I was interested in. Then another one that was missing in action. There's supposed to be a live De La Soul album. And we're going to have that on vinyl and on CD. They didn't have either one. So I'm just assuming it just didn't come out in time. And that does happen, man. You know, they don't get the records pressed in time. And it just doesn't work out. So there you go, man. Sorry, guys. Not the greatest report. I am interested in this Dark Matter album, and I'll take that home and listen, give it a spin, and, you know, I dig it. I'm trying to kind of, it's hard, but I'm trying to get music that appeals to more people than just me, so that when I spin records, you know, everybody kind of enjoys it, but sometimes that's difficult, because everybody has different tastes, but there you go, man. That's it. First Record Store Day of the year, 2024. April 20th, so 420. Oh, they did have Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke soundtrack. They had a few things like that. They had a second collection of songs from Dazed and Confused. Dazed and Confused Part 2. They had some songs on there. They had a 420 edition. I almost bought Up in Smoke. I do like that album. That movie cracks me up, but I used to have a cassette of that album, and it's pretty fun, you know? but I don't know. It's not really something I want to listen to a lot. Then again, I don't know if what I bought I'm going to listen to a lot. So hard to say. But yeah, there we go, guys. I think I'm up to 559 or 560 now with these two today. And I do have one on order. I ordered a reprint of Swell's album 41, probably their most famous record. None of their records are really famous, but that one is up there for them. It's a really good album. I like it a lot. I'm looking forward to that. I love Swell. Shoegaze music really is what it is. But that'll be coming along in May. But yeah, there you go. That's all I got, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for holding on this week. I forgot to tell you guys there wouldn't be a regular episode. There'd be this special report from Record Store Day. But here it is. Enjoy. I'll catch you guys in a week. Later. Oh, hey. I got to mow my lawn today. You know, they put up that fence, that 6-foot fence. It's awesome. All the way around the backyard. It's just beautiful looking. Second step, really, of all these things that we're doing around our house. And it looks amazing. So I'm going to be out there mowing. I'm going to have to rake as I mow. There's going to be so much grass because I let it grow while the construction people were going in and out. It's been growing a couple weeks, so it's pretty thick. So I'm going to cut it, make it look all nice today. So if you're around in my neighborhood, do me a favor. Get off my lawn.